They had a dresser back in that corner with drawers, about three big drawers. They had a trunk. Had a clothes. Didn't put in the dresser drawers. In the trunk. They hung them up behind the door.
Did you have any closets or
no closets? We didn't have none. I had some, but my father, he didn't have no closets. But when I came here, we had two closets.
What would you, if some people, they wouldn't have a closet, they might have some big thing that they'd use to hang up their clothes in. What would that be called?
I've seen them.
Real tall.
We never did have that. I've seen it, but we didn't. They didn't have that there. These clothes that they weren't using too often, they'd put them in an old box and carry them and put them in the outhouse where they kept meat. He had a, what you call a smokehouse, right there in the yard. It had shelves. Here's a room near about as big as this. You see, it had about 2 feet shelves all the way across. Keep the flour in there, keep the meal in there, and all the old clothes and things all around the wall. And it had a loft, a half a loft, so he just set stuff up there in the loft. Right? We called it a smoker. We went in that more than we did in the room, because every time you wanted to cook, you'd go in there. And it's right there, you know, about 5 or 6 steps from the kitchen door, 10. So we use that. That is the that is our handy place, the smokehouse.
I see. Would you tell me how something about the beds? How? What did you use for the mattresses? Did you use cotton in the mattresses, or
we used?
What did you sleep on?
We used the best one ever I had in my life. Now as a boy, now my mother and them had feather beds. Her mother didn't believe in nothing but feathers. She, all their beds was feathers. I used to go up there and stay with them, help them when I was a boy, and I just hated it so bad. Slept on a feather pallet, lay a feather tick down now on a pallet. And these kind of old folks, you know, them old those feathers needed air. And I want you to go up there and help mom and them fly. Well, I said, I'm going to put you on this. She believed in feathers. And I never did like them.
Uh-huh.
We got 2 or 3 of them now over down the loft. I don't care about feathers. They didn't have a mattress back there then.
I see.
And then I'm glad they didn't, because we'd have got hold to them. The chinches is the worst thing, nothing but chinch harbors. And I did get hold to one who wanted a mattress, and he got a cheap one put on our bed. These old cheap beds in our room, and ain't nothing but chinch harbors, so I wouldn't have them things. But since then, we got the making mattress, cotton mattresses. See, the government stepped in.
And how about... Now,
everybody is supposed to have good cotton mattresses, but we didn't. We was raised up on sage straw. We'd go up to what is old stuff, and it'd sleep better than anything I ever slept on.
Is that right?
If I may get me some, that's the best sleep butter. You get some good fresh straw until it get all ground up, you know, let it lay out there and cure, and go in there and put it in and make your bed up. That's the finest recipe.
What did you put your head on? What did you put your
head
on?
Oh, yeah, we had feather pillows.
Oh, did you? But you used
Feather and cotton. But most of them was feathers, because they believed in feathers, but some of us didn't like them. We had both kinds, feather and cotton.
And what would you use to put over yourself to keep warm?
Quilts.
Mostly quilts?
Yes.